Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. You have tuned into Radiance by Design. Radiance by Design. Wow, that. Okay, just a sec. Is that right? Okay, Radiance by Design. That was a crackling. I don't know if you heard it, but my brain really got electrocuted, I think. No, it got activated so I can be more multidimensional. Are you ready for that? So this is Veronica Entwistle, and Radiance by Design means that if we learn to consciously move energies, the energies of old reactions, subconscious stuff, and so on, we can increase, or you can decrease too, but who'd want to bother? You can increase your radiance so that you can then go out into the world and manifest at a higher level. That means the kinds of dreams and fantasies and affirmations that you have and create and really want to bring into the world. So Radiance by Design is a show in which we do some manifestation meditations, healing meditations. I like to work in the sacred geometrics. I love it when you call in. Last week we didn't have any callers. We were talking about identity. So my identity had to shake in its boots because I had to pull off the entire show in a strange environment without any interruption and any feedback. But I did it, and I got some good feedback from some of you people later who wrote to me and talked what we had been talking about. So I like to talk about a different subject every week, and today we're going to be talking about defensiveness. Now, you and I know that we have a divine pulse of our soul. I used to say all the time, the divine pulse of your soul is like the grass that cracks the sidewalk. It comes through in spite of you. You and I know that we have our inner drive, our soul's journey, and it's really amazing. And I love working with Aravinda, who I've had on the show several times, and he's quite a strong spiritual teacher. So are my own guides and angels, whom I absolutely adore and appreciate. But anyway, he put something in a pithy little small line one day, which I have stuck to like glue or like gum under my foot or something, that defense and resistance will keep us from our enlightenment. So since then, I've been wandering through my own defensiveness, of which I have a great deal. You know why? Because I think we all do. And so I want to talk today about what our defenses are all about, how to recognize our defenses. We're going to do some defense clearing energy movement, and I hope you're going to call in because I'd really like a bunch of callers. Apparently, we already have somebody online. Welcome. Sorry you have to wait, but I hope you're hearing our meditation as you wait. And I look forward to several other callers today. So let's get to work and do some clearing of our defensiveness, because I think if we work on clearing defenses, we're going to have such access to our natural and divine self, such access to our divinity, such access to that amazing flow of powerful, powerful energy that's our own. Oh, by the way, today is July 7th, 2009, which is the day of the full moon in Capricorn, which apparently is really good for us to bring forward what's in our subconscious and help us release it. So it could be a topsy-turvy day. Also, we're having a lunar eclipse. Now, exactly what that means, I'm never quite sure. But I'll look that up because I have a whole bunch of paperwork here. And that also, it's been shown to us that there have been some crop circles in England, and three of them in a row developed more and more detail, expressing, according to some people who are interpreting it, that July 7th would be the day for huge solar flares, huge sunspots. And I have in front of me something I got on, I think it's called In Repose blog, solar photo. I just Googled the solar photo, solar flares, July 7th, 2009, about 20 minutes or half an hour ago, just to see if anything had come up. And there's absolutely beautiful, beautiful picture of the sun with a tremendous, very, very active sunspot sitting on the bottom right side of the sun picture. Pretty amazing. So what's happening, why I went into all those three things is because all of those are huge, huge, have a huge impact on us at this time, a huge impact to bring us forward, to help us change, to help us awaken. My guides were likening it to we're going through kind of another birth canal, and that we're being pushed to release and reach for, not just release, but release and reach for a higher level of self and claiming our potential to unravel some of the limitations that we were all born and raised with so that we can become more and more what we call magical. My understanding of magic is something that we just haven't been able to reproduce because we've had limitations in our thinking and our belief structure about what we could do as human beings. But these huge energetic impulses are making it very different for us human beings to reach for, even though it's disruptive and things are awkward, to reach for a much higher picture. So let's get to work and do our sacred geometric structure, and then let's talk to Ellen, who's patiently waiting online, and any of the rest of you that call in. And whilst we're in the structures, remember the sacred geometric structures are places where we can go to create a meditative space, a healing space, a personal growth space, a serving the world space. It's really fun, and we'll do it fairly quickly today. And when we're in the healing room, I'd like you to bring up or ask the healing team to help you reveal to yourself ways in which you're defensive, and then let's see if we can learn wonderful ways to release defenses and let that natural brilliance that's you come through more easily without having to have your little mind's machete out there to hack your way through. We all have a lot of defenses, so don't get defensive about it. Ho, ho, ho. So let's call in above your head, perhaps 2 to 4 miles, a beautiful golden ball. My gosh, it's beautiful and radiant. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a vibrational filament of light from the upper golden ball through the spine into the lower golden ball. And now let's draw, I think we'll do the old way. Around our waist, about 20 feet out, let's create a series of very bright golden balls. So you've got like a hula hoop made of golden balls all around your body. And now from the upper golden ball down to your circle of golden balls, drop bazillions of radiant pink filaments of light. So you've created a canopy. So many of them that you've created a beautiful canopy. From the waist up to the top ball, and then the same thing upside down, from the waist, the circle of balls, to the lower ball. Now look at you're in this beautiful structure, and it's radiant, radiant pink. And now inside of that structure, you create a crystal ball. The outside edges of your crystal ball touch the inside edges of your structure. Excellent. And it's got a lot of different colors. Today mine's got a lot of purple and fuchsia and radiant, kind of a hot light green, like a lime green, and yellow and gold. And now inside of that, you're in a disc, a crystal disc. And I'd like you to spin and spin and spin in this disc. Spin and spin and spin. Good work. And now whilst you're spinning, look in front of you and see a crystalline grid. And on that grid, we're going to place little pictures, little movies, about what it is you would like to design and create in your unlimited ability. The first one is always just about us. It doesn't have to be. That's what I've chosen. It's about us. And there I am on the crystalline grid, always wanting to become more multidimensional. How does that look? How does it feel? Remember, you want to have the sensing and feeling there, don't you? That's it. What does that look like? Okay, now the second, wrap that in light, and we'll leave ourselves becoming, being what it is we epitomize that we really want to do. Let's move over to the second thing, which is a project that you want to create. It could be home and family. It could be partnership. It could be a book, a movie, a business. It doesn't matter. Create and create here. This is your project. There you are. See the details working really well. And see the resources coming to you. All the resources flowing to you and then flowing out of the project into your world. And the kinds of people it takes to keep your project going. Keep it all flowing, and you just see it. It's like this amazing energy center, isn't it? Just a beautiful energy center. I always feel so happy when I'm in the middle of that project, which is the project of my dream, my current dream. That's energy talk. Wrap it in light to keep it going, and then we're going to call in our healing team for our Galactic Healing Center. And there we are, and there's the healing team, and they're in a circle around the table or the chair that you use for healing. Take a look at the healing team. Do you recognize them? Who are they? All right, now the first person that you want to lay down on the table or sit on the chair is yourself. I'm going to lie down and relax and stretch out and ask them for healing. Now remember, I had in my mind when I went in there, my defenses. I don't know what you have in mind, but that's today's exercise. So if you've joined me on that, join me on that. If not, you do what you need to do. All right, so I'm asking to see my defenses. And it's really funny because all of a sudden I look like I'm stretched out, like I said. But inside I'm kind of rolled up in a ball. Like, oh, that's interesting. And now my healing team is stretching me out and stretching the energy over my body and around my body. There's always this one that looks like he's from another planet, and he always has a kind of a vacuum system. He's vacuuming out. There we are. And somebody has her hands on my head, long vibrational fingers, and they seem to be stretching me out. What's it stretching me out to? What are they doing with you? To absolutely trust the flow, I guess. Mm-hmm. That's it. And then I'm asking them, is there something I could learn that I could do that would help me with my defenses? I'm not going to tell you what they're telling me. That's my private information. See, now I'm being defensive. So you find out what you would be wise to do, and I'm getting some pretty staunch information about myself. In fact, what they're saying is sometimes I'm afraid of what people think, and when I am going to reveal myself here, and when I am afraid of what people think of me and how people respond to me, I tighten up, and my natural flow and my natural effervescence decreases. So they're saying to pull that up and feel that and move that on out. That's the advice I'm getting today. And I noticed as I'm getting that, then there's a lot of pressure in my chest, which increased and then is now being stretched out. So what's happening with you in this magical healing center? Now let's wrap that scenario in light so that we can continue that whilst we move on with our team replicating themselves around another healing area. And we're going to bring someone in who needs some help. And we're asking the people to come in to come in about what's defensive in them. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what do you see here? I have this person lying down. You know what they're showing me is this one has a lot of pains in her legs, and in these pains she can't do things, and people do things for her. And they're showing, instead of our usual compassion for people, they're showing that she does this in order to protect herself from having to do things wrong. You see? So if she just says that I can't do it because of my legs, then she gets looked after. I don't think she's that conscious about that. Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny as we talk about it, and the team is pulling energy, like stretching it like taffy along her body. And they're doing some big work in her brain. Yes. And it seems that they're releasing some big tensions in her legs. And so she can feel the flow of her own actual self moving on through. I'm going to let her finish talking to them as I wrap this in light and move it to the side. And we'll do one more. We have a fresh table or chair, whichever you prefer. Mm-hmm. Okay, and we're bringing this person in. Okay, and he's very ill. So I want you to get somebody to come in and ask what their defensive style is. Ask the team what the defensive style is. So often it's a person's self-judgment, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And then ask what they can do about it, how they can help us do something about this. They don't just do everything for us, but they sure amp up the energies, don't they? Mm-hmm. The one that came in today on my table has a brain tumor. So we're seeing them pulling out the energetic forms, and they're going to continue with that work. We're going to send healing light underneath the brain tumor. And I won't try to sort out all of his defenses at this point. And then we're wrapping him in light and asking them to continue to work with him. Whilst we do our, we send that one off. And we see a political scenario that we want to do something about. Mm-hmm. Now, earlier we talked about unlimiting a whole bunch of beings. So I want to see that Mr. Obama is being unlimited and surrounded and protected, and that that has, and that all across the world, the impact of not just Mr. Obama, but many, many individuals rising to a higher frequency sends a mutually win-win vibration around the world, all the hot spots. So let's vibrate that out there and ask our spirit guides, our angels, and the beings of consciousness that are working with our planet, and there are many, whether they're ascended ones or what we call ET, to help roll this amazing heightened frequency, amped up by our, what, our eclipse, our full moon, and our sunspots. Yeah, and just have it sent around the world, and then have it all turn into this kind of boiling bright pink, a beautiful, beautiful, touching bright pink. Excellent. Until it just bathes the earth in harmony and peace. And I see all these gold lights popping out of it. Good, and now we send that energy all around and come back into yourself. Hop into your spinning disc. And spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. You can jump into that disc and spin at any point in which your energy is too low or in which you want to really take charge of, you know, being a contributor everywhere you go. And then come on back into this room. Some big room we're in, eh, you guys? This is Global Radio. Welcome. That was such a nice meditation. I loved it. It was very active, too. Now, we already have a caller, and I'm so glad. You're on the air if you've waited this long. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome. You're on the air. Thank you for waiting for 20 minutes.
It's not a problem. Hi, Veronica. This is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. How you doing?
I called before you picked the topic, so let me just put it in to the spin on it. So it's physical defensiveness in that I just got a couple of kittens today. I had cats prior to this, like 18 years, and I am just sneezing since I've gotten them.
Oh, how interesting. Just a sec, let me take a look. How old are they?
They were born in Easter time.
You know something? Do you have a chiropractor?
Yes.
Go as quickly as you can. It'll take care of it. It's just some sort of, and you're right, it is a defense. Isn't that funny, Ellen?
But yes.
But it's so nice that we can see ourselves a little bit mechanically, you know, because when I see in the back, it's as if energetically you're holding your head and neck and chest in some kind of defense against some vibration that they put off. Have they had it's some kind of mild little dander thing that they have, but it has an emotional relationship to you. You know that?
I'm just wondering why I'm having a reaction to them, whereas prior to that, like I said, I had cats for 18 years. So,
how long were you without any animals?
2 years and a month.
Well, and you got them at Easter. I'm seeing some kind of drama.
No. I just got them today.
Oh, you did?
I just got them today. Yeah. They came from the vets today. They'd been spayed, and they had a hard recovery because the person that was taking care of them didn't take care of them the way they needed to do, and their stitches opened up, and so they had to go back to the vet. And so this is I've just had them since 10:30 this morning.
Okay, so tell me, this is kind of fun, actually. This is a bit of a sleuthing job here you and I are doing.
Okay.
I see something in February and something in April which created some kind of emotional situation for you, and both those times. And that's why I thought the cats had come in April. But in any case, the trauma that you went through then put you into a little bit of an introverted state that pulled you back, and suddenly it's like it's not a fear of intimacy, but it's kind of on that vein, meaning that when the cats come in, the new little kittens come in, there's a part of you that's been activated that is still a little bit traumatized from two things that happened, or one thing that happened twice. And the guides are saying all you need is to get a little bit of an adjustment. You might have to have it two or three times, and you won't have any problem again.
It's funny that you would say fear of intimacy because, you know, I adore cats. I have wanted them for such a long period of time. And because I didn't get them, I mean, I had my cats that I had prior to this. I got them when they were like 6 weeks old, and I worried if I would have, I projected onto them that they would have trouble bonding with me. But, today I got them, and I thought maybe I'll have trouble bonding with them.
Yeah, because you're afraid of some kind of a pain that you've had, some loss that you've had.
Yes. Yeah, it was in December.
Oh, December. Okay. Well, I'm getting something about February, which might be worth tracking on your part. We don't have to track the whole thing, but it does tell me that it's very interesting how we set up, we record a defensive response in our body because a friend of mine calls them dings on the path. We have these dings that come along, and then we have a little indentation. And to me, it's where you're holding in, almost curling your spine where it didn't used to be. And being afraid to really love these kittens. And it's very subtle, it's very minor, but I think you can get it out in a short period of time.
Okay.
Then you won't have to get your dander up, ha, ha, ha. So let me know what happens if you have a minute later, because I really think that you will find release really fast, and these are great kittens. They need you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Veronica.
Tell me this, are there just two of them?
There are two of them,
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't even officially named them yet, you know, so I'm assuming that will come to me, so.
I think you'll get a really fun name for them. Remember, this is a very auspicious day where a lot of hidden issues are coming forward, right?
Birthing, yeah.
Yeah, so you're giving birth to some unlimited part of your nature, so hang in there and let us know what it is.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much.
Take care. Thanks for waiting.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was interesting to me because just to see how her defense, because you see, we're always in a state of defense. We're defending ourselves against other people's opinion. Oh, goody, we have another caller, and I don't have to talk yet. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for that meditation. That was great.
Oh, good.
I called with thinking to myself, well, I only have one defense. As I went through the meditation, I've got so many, I don't know which to choose from now.
You and me both, girl.
But I'm going on a date tomorrow. I have not been involved with a man for a long, 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 long time. And this guy is very male, and it almost scared me off. And I'm trying to stay open to it, but what I've seen in myself is that it's been real easy for me just to kind of blow men off. I've made it too easy. So easy that I haven't been around male energy in years and years and years, and I'm scared. I'm also afraid I'm going to be really sort of cocky and defensive and verbally say the wrong thing when, in fact, I don't want to do this. I want to learn how to be around male energy. I think this guy would be good, but he's really, really male.
What do you mean by that? Is he big macho?
No, he's a farmer. He's a hard worker. He's a hunter. We've had discussions about that. He's from working class, so there's no BS about him. He's just a straight shooter and just male, very male.
But you know what's kind of cute about him? He has a really soft, protective heart. You know that?
I wasn't sure.
And the other thing about him is he hunts, and a lot of us would go, oh, rats, that's an awful thing. But I think he's really practical about it.
Well, he's very practical. The state has him do it to keep the population down, so he's, I think, the only one with a license to do this.
Hmm. But I don't get him being mean. I don't get him being, like, dominant in the sense of a really aggressive kind of overbearing guy. I believe that he feels that he's got to be in charge of his relationship to life and nature and kind of carve it out.
Yes.
And the thing about him, I think that if you start releasing some of your own defenses and just sit when you want to either be cocky and toss, you know, I know what that feels like. I can do that too. But when, just do nothing. Like, sit there, just even for a minute, just sit there quietly where you would have done something else.
Mm-hmm.
And see what happens, because once he presents himself, because he's scared, you know, he's scared of you.
He is?
You bet.
I'm scared of him. I'm only scared of him for one reason. He's very sharp, he's very quick, very intelligent, and I know that would probably make him a little bit impatient. I am so kind of soft and vulnerable and on the inside and extremely sensitive to being weird and people not accepting me. I'm not practical at all. I'm totally into spiritual, and I'm afraid he's going to see me as silly. I'm afraid I'm going to disappear in his strength. I'm not in a strong place right now. I'm working on getting strong, but it hasn't happened yet.
But you know what, honey? You don't have to be everything.
He
seems to know how to sit with a butterfly, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't seem, you said he's impatient, and I look at him and I go, you know, he knows how to wait for the right time. He knows how to, he's not perfect, I'm not saying that, but he does know a lot about timing. See?
Yeah, I'm saying impatient due to intelligence. I'm afraid his mind's going to be too quick moving.
But you know, I get this, that he would find you a real softening and kind of an inspiring being, probably enigmatic for him.
That's good. 'Cause...
But I don't see him being critical about it, you know?
Okay.
He's been alone a long time.
Yes, he has.
And he's also kind of afraid that you're going to think he's sort of not with it or stupid or something.
Huh.
Yeah. He's afraid of you.
Huh.
He thinks you're delicate.
He does. He sees
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah. And he thinks you're artistic.
Uh-huh.
Are you artistic?
Yes, I am.
Great. He likes that. And sometimes you'll see him get weepy when he's touched by things. So he has a whole side that never gets to come out because he's got nobody to play with on that level. You don't have to marry him or anything, but my feeling of him is if you could just really see yourself as this amazing, sensitive being and let him discover that too, and not, you know, you don't have to defend that. I don't think he hurts people like you. Do you? No.
No. And you're making me realize, I think what my fear is that he's going to see me as a downer versus other people would see me as inspiring.
Oh, I don't get that.
Okay.
I almost get that he looks at you like a work of art. That you're a picture and he's enjoying it. He doesn't want you to be like him, honey. He has no interest in you being like him.
Really?
No, he doesn't want that.
Okay.
Because he looks at life, he has a certain amazing objectivity that I don't see in very many people.
Yeah.
But he also has a very soft heart. Is he an earth sign?
Virgo.
Well, that's a pretty earthy. I think you're going to have a nice time. Let yourself have a nice time.
Okay.
Seeing what he's like and letting him see what you're like.
Okay, thank you.
You don't ever have to go out with him again, but I think you're going to.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for this advice. I want to tell you, this is the second time I've talked to you. I just love you. I usually miss you because I have a class. I'm so excited to talk to you again. I think you're wonderful.
Thank you so much.
So thank you so much.
Have a wonderful date, and thanks for your
feedback. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was interesting. I know I have another caller, so I'll put you on the air before I say anything. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you doing?
Really good, thank you.
Good. Do you have a question?
I do, and it's in a line with, I guess, the whole defense thing. I've been releasing a lot of defense mechanisms and probably a lot of blocks over the past few months in regards to specifically my career. And I just wanted to see if you could maybe pick up on anything that's going to manifest over this month work-wise for me.
Are you changing jobs?
No. Wasn't planning on that.
Good. Okay, what I'm looking at here is one of the things about you is that you're very, very loving, but you've got a lot of defense in the heart area. And it's as if you've been afraid to drop your guard. And it looks like it's created a bit of a stalemate or something at work. But you know what? You have the ability to absolutely open up very soon and have two or three opportunities come. Somewhere it's like not changing jobs, but it's as if in your job you start to move up a different alleyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Do you Go ahead.
I would just call up the heart thing because it's like I don't want to be vulnerable. I don't want to be weak. I don't want to be taken advantage of. All this kind of stuff, which is just defensive stance. And instead of it working for us, it creates limitation and people can't get through it.
Big time.
Yeah. Well, you're
I've been working on them, Veronica.
Well, guess what? You're changing radically over this next little while. I would just keep, don't work on them, play on them. Okay, here comes my defense again. Here come defense, you know. And just let it come up because it'll just drop. Like, I don't know if you heard the first caller, but she didn't know how defense that had got a subtle defense that was holding her and creating allergies, you know.
Yeah.
Because we don't know, do we?
No, but, I mean, I probably know more than most. I'm pretty conscious of the fact that I have a lot of issues in regards to that, and that's why I've probably been working on them a lot.
Well, I think you're doing a lovely, lovely job. But remember that what's on our side today are the eclipse and the full moon and this amazing sunspot stuff, you know? You've got the ability to shift mountains right now.
Do you see this happening pretty soon?
July. Is this July 7th? Yes. I would say there is some opportunity coming, and I think, and I'm not always good at time, and honestly, ladies and gentlemen, I always say that because I know that, but it looks like within 10 days, 7 to 10 days, you've got some big stuff changing. And somebody is, are you in a big corporation?
I'm self-employed.
Oh, because someone has their eye on you, and there's an opportunity coming through others because of the work you do. So if you're self-employed, it's like other people that you've touched in your work.
That makes
sense. Yeah, they're going to call you forward. But there's two. I see two men actually talking and then pulling you into possibilities. And it's within, I would say, 7 to 10 days.
Got you. And so my thing is I need to be prepared and allow for myself to release any gut blocks or around my heart.
Yeah, and what is the heart? The heart is courage, inspiration,
mm-hmm.
effusive enjoyment, and love. You know, just keep pulling up all that stuff that blocks your courage, whatever it is. Fear of love right now. If I'm too loving, I'll make an idiot of myself. That stuff, you know.
Got you.
You're very sensitive and very beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
And strong.
Yes.
Sensitivity is strength, isn't it?
I think it is.
Yeah. So keep us posted, and I'd love to hold the light, and everybody else will too, that something big's coming up for you shortly. And it's going to take you on a little different pathway, which is what I think you're going to want.
I'm open.
Well, let us know, okay, Lisa?
Yes, definitely. Thank you.
All right, bless your heart.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Isn't that interesting? So let's take a look at our own body. I was just making notes before this show, and I was thinking of all the ways we act in a defensive fashion. And so what are they? What are the ways? I want you to take a minute and list, even in your mind or on a piece of paper, the ways you behave when you're in defense. Sometimes, I was laughing because I was eating a bunch of peanuts today. I really went on to a peanut thing, and I went, I usually do that when I'm defending something. What am I defending? I started to chuckle. So one of the things is eating peanuts. You know, I don't know if monkeys and elephants feel like that, but in any case, what do you do? Another thing is sometimes not just myself, but a lot of people I know will start moving really fast, and then they'll disappear. You know, I've done things like moving. And look back and go, oh, that was kind of a defensive reaction. And so I'm going to let you make your list whilst I take this next caller. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hello, Veronica. This is Jin.
Hi, Jin. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm wonderful today. Having fun?
Yeah, you sound wonderful today.
You.
Yeah, you are on. Yes, I just called to let you know I got some news about my condo.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but I don't know. My agent is still in. He's still abroad, but he sent me an email. It seems like I got a bank approval. So I'm just wondering if you see any other, you know, blocks or issues in there.
No, I think it's, now, Jin, for people who don't know, has been waiting on a, what is a short sale condo?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And it's taking a long, long time. So I was questioning whether there was going to be something big in the way, but it looks like,
mm-hmm.
it looks like it's okay. There's still another kind of a mucky part, which is going to keep you questioning. So if I were you, I would hold it, stick it in the sacred geometric form, or in the double, you know, the double tetrahedron, and just spin it and spin it and spin it and take away all those funny little energies that are holding it back, because they're all coming from everybody else's defense, everybody else's reluctance. Things are being held back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's probably the way everything on the planet goes anyway, isn't it? You know, when things are slow, it's because things are just not moving through people's minds and hearts very fast, right?
Mm.
Unless we think it's the divine, but I don't get that this is the divine's problem right now.
Oh, okay.
So you should know something within 3 days.
Pardon? I didn't get that.
It seems like you're going to know something within about 3 days.
Oh, okay, because my agent is coming back around Wednesday or Thursday.
Oh, okay.
So probably I will get some news from him, or I would just push him to, you know, work on it or something.
Well, he may have a little jet lag, right?
You mean deadline?
No, jet lag from flying.
Oh, did my agent?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Give him a day or two to spin himself backwards.
Oh, okay. Okay, I will give him a break then.
But we're going to hold light and send light that you get your condo and the whole thing is decided.
Okay, great. Thank you. And I have another question. Do you have more time?
Okay, sure.
Okay, yes. Last night I had a little bit of, I woke up in the middle of the night and I just felt a little short of breath.
Mm-hmm.
And I think first I thought it was my heart, but I feel like it's my airway. Do you see something there? Because I feel it's very dry.
Yeah, I think it's an allergy.
Pardon?
It's an allergy of some sort.
Oh. Okay. But it's not that serious, right? But I was a little freaked out last night because I've never had this kind of problem, and it's kind of, I felt a little bit of pressure in my chest, and I was really couldn't breathe well.
Well, let me say this, Jen, and to everybody at home, the thing is when we're under a lot of stress,
mm-hmm.
you're under a lot of pressure with yourself because you're wanting to grow. And you're wanting to move, and you're not sure about this and that, that's when we get more reactions to allergens, right?
Oh.
Yes. So I'm saying I wouldn't worry about the allergy. I'm just saying you're very, very sensitive to something in the air right now, and there's
okay.
a lot of anxiety in you, honey.
Oh, yeah.
And that's... I would say get up and have some really deep breathing, like...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did you do that?
Yeah, actually, I had to do a lot this morning
mm-hmm.
because I was really... it was not easy for me to breathe, so I had to do... you know.
And did it work?
Yes, yeah, somehow. Somehow. But it's like I don't have the feeling all the time. From time to time, it comes to me, and then it comes and, you know, goes.
I think it's extreme anxiety, my friend.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, that creates, there's something in the air, maybe it's the air conditioning or something.
Maybe.
There's some kind of dust in the air, which normally you can handle.
Mm, okay.
But then we have tension, and then we can't handle it for a while, you know?
Mm.
And also, remember, did you hear me say we're having a full moon, we're having an eclipse of the moon, and we're
mm-hmm.
having this solar sunspot?
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's all today. So there's a lot of strange energy, and sometimes it's hard on computers, it's hard on cell phones, it's hard on digital stuff, it's hard on lots of machines. And it's a time where we're being pushed to release some deep-held subconscious programming.
Okay.
So there's a lot of reasons why you can be under tremendous pressure as you're seeking
mm-hmm.
your place to live, your issues of
right.
trust, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. That makes sense.
All right.
Honey. Okay, then. That's not really... nothing serious. Maybe it's from the stress.
It's from the stress, but I want to say something, that it is serious in that we have the opportunity to evolve right now. And evolving isn't very comfortable sometimes, right?
Mm.
So that's another reason why I wanted to say bring up some defense, some issue of defense in yourselves, everybody at home. Bring it up and release it. Bring it up and feel it and release it. And allow the divine, natural, wonderful part of your nature to move up on through and carry the gifts that it's just full of. See? You're full of gifts, right? Yeah, you are. And you're being pushed to release some old reactions. And that can create a lot of stress in us. But if we keep remembering, we're swimming forward. We're creating, we're affirming, we're creating visions, we're becoming, becoming, and more becoming. Pedal your feet really hard.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think so. It's hard, but I think I can do it.
Well, I don't think it's easy to make changes in our deep psyche, but that's what we're being asked to do collectively and individually.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
So we can evolve.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, honey. Well, I'm really glad that you called, and I sure'd like to hear about your condo.
Yeah. And I will keep you posted.
Good. That's wonderful.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your call.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye. I'm really enjoying the calls today because I didn't have any last week. So we still have time for another caller. So if you're the one, boy, oh boy, you're going to be on the air in one moment. Now, how have you done with your little list of defenses? I wonder if I should ask Bob. Do you have any, Bob? Never, he said. All right, so here's the thing about the defenses. You know, when Jin was talking about how she couldn't breathe in the night or people have anxiety attacks and so on, don't you feel like if you're calling up your defenses, sometimes what happens in the body is we've got these ways of holding really hard, really holding. And what are we holding for? So let's all do it together. Wrap yourselves in light and drop into your body and ask to feel holding. What are you holding about yourself? Holding your position in the world? Are you holding yourself safe so you won't say the wrong thing? Are you holding on to how you look, your appearance? Last week we talked about identity. It's the same kind of thing, similar part of the same picture. Holding. What are you holding? And if you hold tightly, long enough, really hold on to yourself, you can create tremendous anxiety in yourself. That's right. And you know what I'm doing? I'm holding and holding on purpose, trying to be conscious of in my body holding. It's making my stomach gurgle and I'm wanting to burp and feeling really strange. And that's from some of the physical reactions to some amazing holding process that I'm doing. So the job is, when we're releasing defenses, to call up holding as a defense. And take a lot of breath. And when, oh goody, another caller. I'll just be 1 minute. And when you've taken enough breath, you won't be able to hold. You'll release that holding. And you can flow more easily to an awakening or an opening or a new way of being. Welcome, you're on the air. How are you?
Yeah, hi Veronica, this is Ted.
Hey Ted, how are you?
Oh, okay. Pretty good. yeah, it's a new moon time, or full moon time, so it's a good time to release things. One of the things with me is my analytical self is just so strong, and I'm wanting to develop my intuitive side in doing investments and stuff still. And I was thinking, I'm not sure, I don't know whether to throw out, you know, just to do paper trading and develop my intuitive side. Should I just completely throw out any kind of looking at charts and, you know, that's all the analytical side, completely throw that out, or should I look at that and then use my intuition?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I find that it's always good to have a lot of information, and you might throw that aside at times and use your intuition. But it's been my experience that when you learn a lot of things, your intuition is better and more informed, you see?
Uh-huh.
Now, not that your intuition only rides on the linear. I'm not saying that. But when you said you're very, what did you say? You're very rational, very intellectual.
I think the analytical, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the opposite of intuitive.
But the thing about you is you're extremely sensitive, and sometimes you use your analytical, and this is a good, you're being my really good example today, you can very often use your analytical in a defensive way, which can then prevent your intuitive from flowing as gracefully as you want to. If you use your analytical and then really bring your intuitive in at the same time and enjoy, how they work together, you'll find these kind of like bigger bubbles of knowing that come around your analytical. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So it's not an, okay. It doesn't have to be an either or.
Okay. Makes
and
sense.
You have a very strong sensitive nature. Like when I say strong sensitive, it's like an oxymoron, but what I remind people of, our sensitivity is a real pain in the butt. It can cripple us at times. However, when you get to know it, it's the greatest strength you're ever going to have. And when I look at you, I go, you're going to be a much better, stock person when you can use both of them at a time with respect.
So you would play with both of them then at the same time?
I wouldn't play with them. I'd refine them both. I would learn a lot.
Yeah.
Learn a lot intellectually and then clear and bring in your intuition. But your intuition likes to bounce off of information sometimes, too.
Mm-hmm.
And in my world, sometimes what comes through is almost diametrically opposed to what I've just studied. And then you've got something else to work on. But your intuition will help you. I'm not saying I'm always right, but very often our intuition will really help us refine where your truth is as opposed to what's the marketed truth or this or that, and that's where you're going to excel.
Yeah. Okay.
That makes sense?
Sure. Sure.
Okay, I have to sign off here now, Ted.
Okay, thanks
all
for
right,
being there.
Bless your heart.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. I've really enjoyed all your calls, everybody. Boy, oh boy, I don't even feel defensive right now, but I know we all have a lot of defenses, and those are the things that block our real true nature. Now, at 5 o'clock, we're going to have a blast. My paradigm shifter today is Peter Bedard, and you know, he's a hypnotherapist, he's an actor and a comedian, and he has his own little online television show. What I didn't know, he's also a near-death experiencer, and he's just a real character. And I said to the guys, what will we talk about with him? And they said, have fun. So he and I were talking this afternoon, and he's got his degree in consciousness studies. I think he's got his master's in consciousness studies. He's making his way around L.A. with acting jobs and stand-up and parts in movies and doing hypnotherapy and believing so much in the evolution of the species. We're going to have a lot of fun. So tune in at 5 o'clock, and who knows what's going to happen because he's a performer. And I love that. I always say that entertainment is the highest form of service. And who's coming on next week? Let me just think for a minute. It's not. Linda Sherman's coming on in 2 weeks to talk about, I forget who's coming on next week. Linda Sherman's going to be on in 2 weeks to talk about astrology. And I'm going to be on Jackie Salvitti's show on Thursday night. And we're going to be working with her and her wonderful team, talking about what consciousness is and how to shift the collective and how to heal and so on and so forth. So tune in at 8 o'clock on BBS Radio. And next week, you know, we might actually continue with our work on defenses because that's a really, really big subject. We aren't our defenses yet. We can perform as if